The North Bay Perry Sound Health Unit website shows 19 COVID deaths in the district. That's up 2 since yesterday. Of the 19, 11 have occurred in the past 6 weeks. As well, 3 people are currently hospitalized as a result of the disease. The positivity rate sits at 13.5%. Meanwhile, 384 COVID patients are in Ontario ICUs, with 19 deaths in latest provincial update issued today. The province reported 384 people are currently hospitalized in intensive care units for COVID-related critical illness. There are 1,550 COVID-positive patients in hospital according to the last report, and about 54% of those people were admitted because of COVID-related illness. Today's update also includes 19 deaths, which have all occurred in the last month. The province has reported more than 350 COVID deaths that have occurred in February. Limited testing has captured 1,593 new cases included in the latest report. Case numbers are underestimated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,076,078 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,038,944 recoveries and 12,120 deaths. The February 15 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 19 new deaths that occurred in the last month 2,730 recoveries since yesterday's report. Among the new cases confirmed today are 260 unvaccinated people, 59 partially vaccinated people, and 998 fully vaccinated people. 163 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 16.7 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 14 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 14.7 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Hospitalizations: 1,550 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those hospitalized, 54% were admitted to hospital because of COVID, and 46% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. Among the hospitalized patients who are not in the ICU are 284 unvaccinated people, 67 partially vaccinated people, and 782 fully vaccinated people. There are approximately 384 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related illnesses, and 340 patients in the ICU currently testing positive for COVID-19. There are 243 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness. Among the patients in the ICU are 113 unvaccinated people, 13 partially vaccinated people, and 137 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 85% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.9 million people. More than 6.7 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 12,961 tests yesterday, resulting in an 11.9% positivity rate. There are 7,446 tests still being processed. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 154 people with COVID-19 in hospital, down from 164 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 23 people in ICU with the virus, down from 23 yesterday, and 9 people on ventilators, down from 10 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: North Bay Perry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,307 cases, 171 known active cases, and 3 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least 1 dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 4,428 cases, 592 known active cases, and 17 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least 1 dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,866 cases, 452 known active cases, and 8 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 53% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 10,482 cases, 501 known active cases and 52 hospitalizations. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. As of Wednesday, there were 54 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,120 cases, 40 known active cases, and 2 hospitalizations, with 1 person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,084 cases and 328 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 89% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,793 cases, 337 known active cases and 47 hospitalizations, including 10 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.